common causes of water leaking from an indoor HVAC unit. Water pooling around or dripping from an indoor HVAC unit is one of the most common service issues homeowners face. While air conditioning is inherently a dehumidification process that generates significant moisture, that water is designed to exit the home safely through a dedicated drainage system. When water escapes the unit, it usually points to a breakdown in the drainage pathway or a mechanical issue affecting airflow. This guide details the primary causes of indoor HVAC leaks and how to identify them before they cause structural damage. During the hot, humid summer months, an air conditioning system does double duty. It cools the air, and it acts as a giant dehumidifier. As warm, humid indoor air passes over the freezing cold evaporator coil inside your indoor unit, moisture condenses on the metal surface, much like water droplets forming on the outside of a cold glass of ice water. On a typical summer day, a residential system can pull gallons of water out of the air. Under normal conditions, this water drips off the coil, collects in a built-in pan, and flows safely outside or into a home drain line. However, when water starts pooling on your floor, dripping from your ceiling, or soaking the closet around your system, it means the water management system has broken down. Let's look at the mechanical reasons why this happens. The top 5 causes of indoor water leaks. 1. A blocked condensate drain line. The primary drain line is a narrow PVC pipe that carries the collected water from the indoor unit to the outdoors or a household drain. Because this pipe handles standing water mixed with household dust and airborne particles, it creates a prime environment for organic growth. Over time, a combination of algae, sludgy buildup, and environmental debris forms along the inside walls of the pipe. If the line isn't flushed periodically, this buildup will create a complete blockage. Regular drainline flushing is one of the checks included in a seasonal maintenance visit. When the pipe clogs, the water has nowhere to go. It backs up into the internal drain pan, fills it to the brim, and overflows down into the furnace or air handler cabinet, eventually leaking onto the floor. 2. A frozen evaporator coil. Another common source of a water leak is an evaporator coil that has completely iced over. This issue is usually caused by one of two problems: a severely dirty air filter restricting airflow, or a low refrigerant level, causing system pressures to drop below normal operating parameters. When the coil loses proper airflow or correct pressure, the moisture on the metal fins drops below freezing and turns to solid ice. While the system is frozen, it won't cool the house well, but it typically won't leak water onto the floor, because the moisture is trapped as ice. The real mess happens when the system shuts off, or when the ice block gets so thick that the air conditioning stops working entirely. As that massive block of ice begins to melt, it produces a high volume of water all at once, completely overwhelming the narrow drain line and spilling over the sides of the pan. A technician can diagnose whether airflow or refrigerant is the root cause before the ice fully melts and does damage. 3. A damaged or rusted drain pan. Directly underneath the indoor evaporator coil sits the primary drain pan. In older HVAC installations, these pans were frequently made of galvanized metal. Over 10 to 15 years of continuous exposure to water, metal pans will naturally rust, pit, and eventually develop small holes. If the pan is made of plastic, it can crack due to age, shifting, or extreme temperature fluctuations. If you notice water consistently dripping directly underneath the unit, even though the PVC drain line appears to be completely clear and flowing freely, a rusted through or cracked primary pan is often the underlying issue. And on a system old enough to have a rusted out pan, it's worth weighing a pan replacement against the system's overall age and remaining lifespan. 4. Condensate pump failure. Not every HVAC installation can rely on gravity to carry water out of the house. If your indoor unit is located in a basement, a crawl space, or an interior closet far from an outside wall, the water must be mechanically lifted out of the home. In these setups, the drain line routes directly into a small plastic tank containing a condensate pump. As water fills the pump's reservoir, a small floating mechanism rises. Once it reaches a specific level, it triggers an internal switch that turns on the pump motor to push the water up and out of the building. If the pump motor burns out, or if the internal float becomes stuck due to algae slime, the reservoir will fill up and overflow directly onto the surrounding floor or structural framing. 5. Structural leveling issues. An HVAC unit must be installed level or with a very slight pitch toward the drain opening for water to flow out correctly. If a house settles over time, or if an indoor unit installed in an attic or crawl space shifts off its original support platform, the tilt of the drain pan changes. If the pan tilts away from the drain hole, water will pool in the opposite corner of the pan until it spills over the low edge, causing a mysterious leak, even though the drain line itself is wide open. Safety features: primary versus secondary protection. To prevent these scenarios from turning into thousands of dollars in drywall or flooring repairs, modern building codes require safety backups. The secondary drain line. Many systems feature a second higher drain hole on the pan connected to a separate pipe. If the primary line clogs, the water rises and exits through this backup line, which is often piped to drip over a conspicuous spot, like a window, to alert the homeowner that there is a problem. A float switch is an electronic safety device installed either directly in the secondary drain opening or inside an emergency auxiliary pan underneath the entire unit. If water rises too high, the floating mechanism trips an internal switch that immediately cuts power to the outdoor cooling unit. This stops the dehumidification process and prevents further water production before an overflow occurs. If you're dealing with an active leak or want a technician to check your system's drainage before it becomes a bigger problem, call 205-206-6091 to schedule a visit.